Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I've woken up rather early this morning. I got up at around 4:30. But I didn't set an alarm clock or anything like that. I was woken up by an earthquake. It wasn't such a big earthquake, or the effects of it weren't so big where I am. I think it was about like a level 2 or 3. But I'm quite high up. Because the building is so tall, I think it sways a bit more because of the earthquake. So yeah, I felt it quite a bit. And some of, like, the doors were rattling a bit, like shaking a bit and, you know, making a rattling sound in the flat. So it was, I don't know if I found it scary because I was like half asleep when it was happening. And I don't know, I wasn't able to properly process what was going on. Like, I knew it was an earthquake, but I sort of, like in a bit of a dream, I was like in a bit of a dream-like state at the same time. So, I don't know, I just felt like, oh, it's only going to be a small one, you know. But then sometimes the big ones start off small. So I don't know why I thought that. Something to do with the fact that I was sort of like half asleep, maybe. Like, I just felt like not so bothered about it. But then again, that's not the first one that I've felt since I've been living in Japan for, what is it, for 4 months now, over 4 months. I think I felt two before that. Yeah, like one woke me up, and I think I always wake up when there's an earthquake, even small ones. One woke me up and I thought, I'm not sure if that was an earthquake or not, because I had it in a dream. Like I dreamt I had an earthquake. I felt an earthquake. And I never have dreams like that in England. So I'm pretty sure it probably was an earthquake that caused the dream, caused me to dream about an earthquake. And then another one was a bit stronger, I think. So the first one was maybe like a level 1. The second one was probably a level 2. And yeah, I think I definitely sort of like woke up and just, and I thought, ah, okay, that's certainly an earthquake. And then the next one I felt when I was in a large city. I was in a large city in you can tell I've woken up at 4:30. It's I'm recording this at 6:30 in the morning, and I'm really not awake yet. But you know, I haven't had that much sleep, to be perfectly honest. I went to bed pretty late. I went to bed almost around 1:00. I was just messing around on the internet, looking at bikes, funnily enough. And yeah, so I've had about 3.5 hours sleep. So please excuse me if my English isn't the best today. Anyway, I was in this large building, like a tall building. and just what feeling it shaking, I guess. And that was about maybe a 2 or something. But today's was definitely the strongest I felt, or this morning's was definitely the strongest I felt. It was, I don't know, somewhere between 2 and 3. Maybe 3. It was quite a bit of a shaking. And for some reason, it went on for quite a long time. I'm not sure how long, but I remember it was long enough to wake me up. And then I was lying there thinking what should I do? Should I just sleep or should I wake up? So I switched the light on and listened for a while, and then it seemed to go away. And I should have gone back to sleep then, but I just didn't feel tired. Sometimes that happens. If I've gone to sleep too late, then I wake up extra early the next morning because I've sort of broken my sleep routine. So that's what happened this morning. And I think being woken up rudely, a rude awakening by an earthquake is a good reason why you might not be able to get back to sleep so easily. But apart from that, actually, I wasn't sleeping in the same room as my wife last night. We're sleeping in separate rooms at the moment. And don't worry, we've not had a big argument or anything like that. There's nothing wrong there. It's just that she has COVID, and it's the first time that she's had it. I think I've probably had it around 2 or 3 times. I've definitely had it once. And I think the first time I had it, I wasn't sure if I had it or not. The second time I had a test, so I definitely had it. And the third time, I think I took a test then as well. So I've definitely had it twice, maybe 3 times. The third time I had it was it just before I came to Japan? Was it? I seem to remember having it. No, that was my father. He had it in December. Or did I have it in December first and then he had it later? I can't remember. It's only been, December's only 5 months ago. I think coming to Japan has been such a big change that I can't remember these kind of things anymore. There's been so many new things to try and remember and focus on, and yeah, simple things like what happened 5 months ago and when did I last have COVID. It's like it's from a different world now. It feels like such a long time ago, even though it wasn't. Anyway, the point is, I've had it probably 3 times. And maybe the last time I had it wasn't that long ago. So perhaps I still have some immunity to it. I've heard that if you have a vaccine, if you're vaccinated, then it should last for about 6 months. Like the effect of the vaccine, like the protection you get from the vaccine, should last about 6 months. And the same is true for your own immune system. So your body's ability to fight the virus. I've heard that that's about 6 months too, but it's better than the vaccine. Like, it's stronger, better at fighting off the virus and the vaccine. I mean, I don't know if this is true or not. It's all the information around coronavirus is constantly changing. So, if you want to be sure about that kind of thing, you'd best do some research. This is just something that I heard, I don't know how long ago now. So it might already be incorrect. Who knows? She seems okay at the moment. I just did a lot of sleeping yesterday. And I think that's a good way to try and fight it off, like to sleep off the virus. That's what I usually do. I usually have 1 day where I'm feeling pretty bad, and I'm in bed for most of that day. And then after that, I slowly, like, get back to normal. But that first day is, like, the first day when you feel really bad, that's the worst day. But, yeah, some people are very lucky, and they have, like, very, very little in the way of symptoms. So, you know, they don't have many bad issues. You know, they don't get a cough, they don't get a temperature, they don't feel, I don't know, like, tired, or they don't really notice it that much. And then some people really don't notice it at all. Some people have it, and they don't have any effect from it. That's a bit dangerous, isn't it? Because you have it, you don't know you have it, and you're going outside and giving it to other people. Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen to many people. But anyway, so there you have it. That was my very rude awakening this morning. And because of that, I've only... Well, that and being silly and staying up late last night on the internet, just browsing Amazon, actually, and a bit of YouTube, doing some research about bikes. Because of that, I've only had 3.5 hours sleep. So I'll see how I feel today. At the moment, I'm feeling okay. Like yesterday, last night, I was almost certain I had COVID, because I started feeling like a sore throat and a bit tired. And when I moved my head from side to side, it felt like slow and like a bit weird, like it does when you're just about to get a cold or COVID. So I don't know at the moment. I'll see how it goes. I might still have it. This kind of thing has happened before. Like, I've thought, it feels like I'm getting a cold. And then later, maybe the next day, I think, no, it's gone away. That was lucky. And then later in the day, it just bang. It just like hits me like, oh, okay. I definitely have that cold. So yeah, sometimes I start to feel it, and then then it goes away, and then it comes back really strong. So who knows? But anyway, I certainly hope that I don't catch it. So we'll keep doing our like social distancing within our own flat, and yeah, fingers crossed. Anyway, that is it for today's episode. So until next time, bye bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.